In Genesis, when Yahweh made his covenant with Abram, soon to become Abraham, Yahweh promised him, if you do what I command you, I will give you land, the promised land. I will make you a great nation, and I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sands on the seashore. That was Yahweh's promise to Abraham if he obeyed and did what he commanded. Fast forward 2,000 years, around the Last Supper table, you now have Yahweh in the flesh, Jesus, with his 12. Right before he makes the new covenant in his blood, and he says to them, if you do what I command you, he doesn't mention any land, doesn't mention any nation. He simply says, if you do what I command you, you'll have a relationship with me. You will have me. You will have me. You will have a friendship with me. And you will share in whatever I have. And so when you pray to the Father in my name, it will be like me praying to him. Dear people, we have to get it solidly in our minds and our souls that the promise of Christ is union with him, and that is heaven. That's what he promises. That one who obeys him becomes another Christ, becomes him. It doesn't get any better. And his commandment is to love one another, that we be good to each other. Let us beg God for that grace.